And the world looks and says, well, why would I want to be a part of that? Here are a handful of people that I know go over there with you, and they're living like I'm living, and you're trying to convince me to come out of that. And so what Paul says is, before I ever teach anyone, I make sure I discipline myself first. I never share any piece of God's message that I'm not willing to live myself. I don't ever try to teach somebody and say, you need to do this, and turn around and do the same thing in the opposite of something positive, or do the very negative that I was encouraging them out of. Paul understood that people would watch. And here's the reality. The more conservative you are spiritually, the bigger the microscope. That's just the truth. So we might as well embrace it and live with that, okay? We can wish that away, it won't go away. We could wish that it wasn't that way. We could hope, but it's the reality we're working in. We have a very conservative mindset about God's word, right? They would call it narrow-minded. I would simply say it's a conservative mindset about God's word. And I can't change that, because I want to live within the confines of what God's word teaches me. And so because of that, people will become very critical and nitpicky, and they will do everything they can to place us under a greater microscope. So you can say, well, that's just not fair. Or we can discipline ourselves better and learn from the Apostle Paul. Paul knew he was under a microscope. Maybe Apostle Paul was under a greater microscope, maybe than others in some senses, because people knew his past. I don't know about you, but I would imagine that it took quite a while for people to get comfortable with Paul, especially if you were an early Christian. I can't help but think it would take a little while for folks to get used to the idea that Saul of Tarsus is now the Apostle Paul. And I believe Paul understood that. And so he says, I buffet my body every day. I discipline myself every day so that no one can bring accusation. Because he understood that if he didn't live a disciplined life, he'd never be able to declare the word of God. And so I challenge all of us, so others can be saved, be disciplined, live the standard of God, live in the confines and instruction of what God has given to us, for your own personal salvation's benefit, and so that others can learn from it as well. Let me add this fourth thought. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I think that one of the things we miss sometimes as well is, so that others can be saved, I need to approach this work with great humility. In verse 5 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, who then is Paul? Before we ever sit down at the kitchen table with somebody, before they ever arrive at your home, or before you ever arrive at the Burger King, or wherever you're going to sit down and talk to somebody about Scripture, read this passage to yourself. And just remind, and I'm talking to me too, and remind ourselves, I'm just the messenger here, right? I'm just the servant. I'm just the worker. Who's Paul? Who is he? Right? He says, who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? We're but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now, for we are God's fellow workers, in verse 9, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it, but let each one take heed how he builds on it. Paul says we've got to remind ourselves that it isn't about us. We mentioned that earlier. He said we've got to remember that there is a level of humility that has to be coupled with sharing the message of God. It is hard sometimes because in our minds we think I've got the truth, right? In our minds, we're thinking, I've got the truth. I want to tell people about this. This is truth. This is what God has said. They need to hear these things. And so we get that mindset. There is a very fine line sometimes that we have to walk between making sure somebody understands what God's truth is and that they distinguish that from what might sound like Brian's truth. And that's hard. Because folks want to do that. They want to say, well, that's what you say. That's what you say that passage means. That's what you say. And so it is very hard sometimes for us to get out of the way and to be humble enough. We can do that in a couple of different ways. Number one, we can be humble enough by being good listeners, as we talked about earlier. We can also improve on humility by avoiding the temptation of wanting to be right. I want you to think about it. I don't have to be right. Let all men be what? The liar, and God be true. That's what the Bible says, right? So I don't have to be right. God is right. And so when you have discussions, be very careful that you're not baited, and that happens, right? We get baited into these defensive conversations. And it almost appears like now all of a sudden I'm defending what I have said more than simply sharing what God has said. I don't have to be right. God has to be right. What God has said is what's vital. What God has said is what's important. What God has instructed. So one of the greatest tools that I try to use when I'm doing that is to make sure that book's always open in those conversations. I let the vast majority of the time, if I can help it, I let somebody read from the Bible themselves in any given subject. And the reason is then, now they've got to make a decision. Did the Bible say that or not? Well, they just read it, right? They just read it. So it's not Brian saying, well, listen, the Bible says this and the Bible says that, and you need to do this and you need to do that, and I get all that out of the way. We don't have to worry about that. Because they're seeing for themselves. And we can stay humble. And we've got to. Because when people get a sense, if people get a sense that I'm acting superior to them, I'm smarter than they are, I know the Bible better than they know it,